Welcome to Money Mastery with your host, Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. Achieving financial confidence means understanding how to navigate market changes, plan for retirement, and make smart money decisions. Money Mastery is here to guide you with strategies, insights, and tools designed to help you pursue your financial goals. Now let's get started with Money Mastery with your host, Amanda.
Hello and welcome to Money Mastery. My name is Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out our past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. During today's show, we're going to take a deep dive into annuities and highlight both their pros and cons. And in fact, while we're there, we might have an ideal fit of some financial strategies. For others, they're likely not the right move for. But before we get into today's important topic, let me introduce my co-host, Jacqueline, who has far more pros than she does cons.
Well, far more pros than cons, Amanda? I mean,
I would say more pros.
Well, I guess I'll take that. Thank you. As far as today's topic, I think you've got a good one for us. I mean, we've highlighted annuities on previous shows, but as your introduction makes clear, annuities are currently a hot topic in the financial news. So it's about time for us to discuss them.
So let's start today's discussion about annuity basics. So a Kiplinger article, Annuities, What They Are There and How They Work, have some useful information for us. So annuities are talked about a lot, but many people aren't totally sure about how they are or how they work. So here's a simple way to think about it. An annuity is kind of like your own personal version of Social Security. With Social Security, you pay into a system during your working years and get income later on. An annuity works similar, except instead of Uncle Sam, you're working with an insurance company to take income rather than Social Security. You can either pay into it all at once or over time, or down the road, usually in retirement, the annuity pays you back in regular installments. That annuity or income can last a set amount of years or even the rest of your life. Some people buy annuities directly, while others might have access to them through their workplace, especially if you're using a retirement plan like 401k. A key thing to know and remember is annuities aren't a one-size-fits-all. There are a bunch of different types of annuities out there, but for people who are looking for income projection and protection or a more conservative way to grow their savings, annuities can offer a degree of security and predictability as part of a broader retirement strategy.
That's great. And as we've noted on previous shows, Amanda, if you're considering an annuity, you should consult with your financial services professional before making any final decisions.
That's correct. So let's actually walk through how annuities work in real life. As its core, an annuity is a contract with an insurance company that's designed to turn your savings into a steady stream of income, usually during retirement. The idea is to help make sure you don't outlive your money. You can pay into it, whether all at once or over time, and in return, that insurance company pays you back on regular scheduled installments. Annuities aren't usually a fit for everybody in their working or early careers, or for people who might need quick access to their cash. That's because annuities are a long-term tool. The money you put in typically isn't liquid, and taking it out early could trigger penalties or surrender charges. There are options like multi-year guaranteed annuities or MIGAs, which work sort of like CDs, but they are offered by insurance company. Terms are often 3, 5, 7 years, so they're shorter time commitments, but compared to other types of annuities, they give you much better growth.
Oh, well, that makes sense. And what does an annuity contract typically look like?
So an annuity contract usually involves three parties: the insurance company, the annuitant, that's the person who's funding the physical contract, and a beneficiary who will receive the payment if something happens to the annuitant. The annuitant is also the one responsible for any taxes once that contract pays out. In terms of funding, you can either make a single lump sum payment or go with a premium payment plan that could be flexible, whether you decide how much and when to pay within those limits or schedule where the amounts are timely drafted out at a certain period of time. So most annuities also come with free look periods. Usually those are 10 to 30 days, depending upon the state that you're living in, which also gives you a chance to change your mind and walk away with your initial payment or the contract's value. One of the key things to understand is that annuities, you're giving up some control of your money. That is money that is committed to the contract until it matures. So it's really about knowing what you want in retirement, what your income looks like, and how it fits into the bigger strategy.
And Amanda, what are the phases of an annuity?
So first, there's the accumulation phase. That is the period when you're putting money into the annuity, whether all at once or over time. During this phase, your investment grows tax deferred, which means you won't pay taxes on any gains until you start taking out the money. Then comes the annuitization phase. This is when the payouts begin or the income begins. Depending on the contract, that income could last for a set number of years or even the rest of your life, depending upon the contract. Most annuities also include what's included a surrender period or a window of time when you can't freely access the money without a surrender charge. A lot of insurance companies do allow you to withdraw up to 10% of your account value each year without penalty. But going beyond that, even after the surrender period ends, you still see fees or tax consequences depending on the timing. Like with a long-term tool, it's important to know how those moving parts all work. The goal isn't just about growth. It's about making sure the structure fits with your overall plan and your timeline for needing the income.
Wow, this is a lot of information about annuities. I mean, annuities, what you're saying, work like personal pensions. They're long-term tools and they have flexibility that sometimes vary. And it always involves a contract within three parties. So Amanda, can you remind our listeners how they can get a hold of you?
Certainly. You can check us out at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or call my office at 919-342-7715. And we can discuss how we can answer your questions and address your concerns about annuities or your financial strategy plan.
Thank you, Amanda. So far during today's show, it's been all about annuities, and you gave us some of the key basics and the basic understanding of what annuities are. What's next?
So let's reference back that Kiplinger article, Annuities, What They Are and How They Work, has much more information that we can discuss today, including an excellent breakdown of the main types of annuities. So let's break down those different types of annuities and how they actually work. So first, annuities come with two general options. It is an immediate and deferred, and the difference is all about timing. With immediate annuity, you start getting payments right away, usually within the first year. These are often used by people who receive a large lump sum of money all at once, maybe from a settlement or inheritance or even winning the lottery, and want to turn that into a steady income over the years. Payments can come out monthly, quarterly, or on whatever schedule the contract allows. The deferred annuities, on the other hand, are built for long-term growth. You can put money in and it grows tax deferred until you're ready to turn on that lifetime income, which can be a few years down the road or even decades. You can choose the start date based on your retirement goals. From there, you've got different types of annuities, depending on how you want your money to grow and how much risk you're comfortable with. So the first one I like to discuss is fixed indexed annuities. So fixed annuities come with a guaranteed interest rate. So they're steady and predictable and may be ideal for people who want lower risk and consistent growth. They're technically deferred annuities and the timing of payout is flexible and you choose when you want to begin start receiving that income. Variable annuities are more investment options and the value of the payments depending upon how those investments perform. The potential upside to variable annuities are that they are a little bit more risky. The trade-off is flexibility and market exposure versus predictability. Then there are index annuities, which tie your growth to the market index, like the S&P 500, but with a level of downside protection. They kind of like the middle ground between fixed and variable. Whether you're looking for something that is stable, something with growth potential, or a mix of both, annuities can offer a lot of that structure, as long as you understand how they work and how they fit into your overall strategy.
Wow, that's a lot of information, but thank you. And Amanda, what can you tell us about secondary annuities? Because they're different, correct?
That is correct. So there are other types of annuities that might come up in a retirement conversation, and that is helpful to note as well. First, there's the equity index annuity, which is kind of like a hybrid between a fixed and a variable annuity. It offers a guaranteed minimum payment, but it has the potential to grow if the market performs well. It gives you some protection on the downside with a little more room for upside. Then there's something called longevity annuity. This is a tool designed specifically to manage what's called longevity risk, or the possibility of outliving your savings. With a longevity annuity, you can start receiving income later in life, sometimes around the age of 80. But once those payments begin, they're guaranteed for the rest of your life. The trade-off is that you, if you pass away before those payments start, the remaining funds don't go to your heirs. So it's a different strategy worth thinking through with a financial services professional to make sure you're making those right decisions. And finally, there's the retirement annuity, which is more than building up retirement savings while you're still working. The idea behind the retirement annuity is that once you hit retirement, a portion of those savings, sometimes two-thirds, gets used to purchase an annuity and provide income moving forward. So none of those are a one-size-fits-all solution. They're all tools that can play a role depending upon your needs, goals, and how you want to use income when you do retire.
Well, that makes sense. And they do seem very different. And Amanda, in addition to only purchasing an annuity in partnership with a financial services professional, what are some things a person should look for in an annuity provider?
If you're considering purchasing an annuity, one of the most important things you'll want to look at is who you're buying it from. Because unlike bank accounts, annuities aren't backed by the FDIC. They're issued by insurance companies, which means their ability to make good on those future payments is tied to their financial strength. Every state plus DC and Puerto Rico has an insurance guaranteed association. These groups step in to protect those policyholders if an insurance company can't meet its obligation. But still, you want to do your homework up front. This means checking in on how long that insurance company has been around, reviewing its balance sheets, assets and liabilities, and its capital surplus. Also, paying attention to ratings from agencies or insurance companies like AM Best, Moody's, and Standard & Poor's, because they're giving you a snapshot of that company's financial health. So if you're looking at a multi-year guaranteed annuity, the article recommends aiming for an AM Best rating of B++ or higher. And if you're looking for an annuity that guarantees lifetime income, you're probably going to look at a company that's rated A- or better to feel confident in that long-term promise. So picking up an annuity is much more about features. It's also about making sure that the company behind it also keeps its word.
That's really, really important, especially for all these different goals and futures that you have planned for yourself. And we have just a little more time remaining in this kind of segment of this episode, but what can you tell us about the rules and regulations that govern annuities?
So that's a good question. So both the Securities and Exchange Commission and the financial industry regulate authority on annuities. So if someone is selling annuities, they need to have the proper licenses. For standard annuities, that means a life insurance license issued by their state that they're currently living in. And if they're selling variable annuities, they also need a securities license on top of that. So in most cases, the brokers or advisors offering these products earn a commission based on their contract's values. So it's always worth asking how they are compensated and make sure you feel comfortable with that advice you're getting. Knowing who you're working with, what licenses they hold, and how they get paid is a little bit more transparency, and it goes a long way.
It for sure does. Transparency and communication with a financial services professional is really going to help them understand what your goals and intentions are as well. So far, we've been chatting about annuities, which are currently one of the biggest stories in the financial news sector. But as most things, while annuities are right for some financial strategies, they aren't right for all of them. What's on the agenda in our next segment, Amanda?
So let's reference back that Kiplinger articles, Annuities, What They Are and How They Work, has an excellent breakdown of the advantages and disadvantages of annuities that I'm excited to discuss here today. Let's start with some of the potential advantages of annuities, because while they're not for everybody, they do offer a few unique benefits that might make sense depending upon your financial goals at retirement. So perhaps one of your biggest selling points is guaranteed income. For a lot of people, annuities can help fill that gap between Social Security and IRA withdrawals, providing a steady stream of payments you can count on. So depending upon the type of annuity you choose, you might be able to get a lump sum or income paid monthly, quarterly, or even annually. And with a fixed annuity, you can look at those interest rates, which also help you budget and plan for more confidence. Another benefit is going to be tax deferral. So you won't have to pay taxes on that money while it's growing, only when you start taking the income in retirement. And unlike an IRA or 401k, there's no annual contribution limits and no cap on how many annuities you can own. That means potentially you could pair a fixed annuity for stability with a variable annuity for market growth, which you can do. So some annuities can also offer potential death benefits, which means you can leave something behind for your beneficiaries, rather in a lump sum or even through continued income payments. You can keep that in mind. Features like that can also come at additional costs. You have to be aware of those rider charges. The key takeaway here is that these aren't just tools. It's important to understand what each of these annuities does and figure out how it benefits you and if it fits in your bigger retirement picture at retirement.
Amanda, that was very, very well said. And now it brings us to the potential negatives that come with annuities. So take it away, Amanda.
So like any other financial tools, annuities come with some trade-offs. It's very important to know what you're really getting into when you're purchasing one. So one of the biggest things to understand upfront is liquidity, or really the lack of. So when you buy an annuity, your money is typically locked in for a period of time. So most annuities do allow you to withdraw a portion of your money each year without any surrender charges or penalties. But if you take more than that portion, or above and beyond, typically that 10%, or before 59.5, you could face regular income taxes plus a 10% federal penalty. There are also fees to be aware of when you're purchasing an annuity, which we talked a little bit earlier in this segment. You have to be aware of the rider fees, any additional benefits that come with that. That also comes with a price tag that eats into your returns if you're not careful on that. So another thing to consider is that not all annuities provide predictable growth. So variable annuities, for example, are tied to the market. So while there's opportunity for growth, there's also risks that come with variable annuities. This means that your income stream in retirement could fluctuate depending upon how those investments perform. So ultimately, it's not all about steering away from annuities. It's actually about understanding details, asking good questions, and making sure the product fits your needs, goals, and comfort level. That's what careful planning is all about.
Absolutely. Amanda, we have talked about so much about annuities, and I've learned a lot during this episode. So to kind of summarize and bring it all together for our listeners, during today's conversation, what is the biggest takeaway for our listeners to remember?
So annuities are best suited for anyone who wants a predictable retirement income. However, because you will be giving up a substantial amount of cash in return for guaranteed income, it is best to consider each type of annuity before making a financial decision. It's always best to look at any fees a provider may charge, which can dilute the value of your investment. The first place to start is to figure out what your goals and objectives are for retirement. If any of those things involve principal protection with a guaranteed rate of return or guaranteed income, and it's something you feel like you can't achieve with your current investment lineup, then it's time to explore annuities to fill that gap.
Absolutely. And purchasing an annuity is a major financial decision. And again, they aren't the right move for everyone. That's why working with a financial services professional can make a real difference. This is a huge decision for you and your future. How can our listeners get a hold of you, Amanda?
Listeners can visit my website at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or call my office at 919-342-7715 to discuss how we can answer your questions and address your concerns about annuities, your financial strategy, or any other parts of your retirement. It is our goal to help you prepare for retirement you've worked so hard for.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Amanda. And that does it for another episode of Money Mastery with our host, Amanda Mangum.
Join us soon for another episode. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Money Mastery with Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you're ready to take the next step toward a stronger financial future, contact Amanda and her team today at 919-342-7715 or visit aspiremoneymanagement.net. Be sure to tune in next week for more financial strategies and insights right here on Money Mastery.